I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The field is set for the Sioux City Council election on November 2nd. Two incumbents and two challengers will be on the ballot. They are current council members Dan Moore and Alex Waters. Running for the first time is the president of the local NAACP, Ike Rayford, and Matthew O'Kane, an art teacher for the Sioux City Community School District. The top three will be elected to a four-year term starting in January. Councilmember Pete Gretkin is not seeking another term. Since there are less than six candidates, there will be no primary election. Following the deadly terrorist attacks at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, the governors of all three Siouxland states ordered flags to fly at half-staff. It's part of a federal proclamation. All of the governors expressed condolences over the loss of U.S. service members and others injured and killed yesterday. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says State Attorney General Jason Roundsburg should resign after his sentencing following the death of a man he hit with his car. Noem says if he does not resign, the legislature should consider articles of impeachment already brought in the House. Roundsburg entered a no-contest plea to two misdemeanor counts for the death of Joseph Beaver, says he will not step down. He did not appear in court yesterday for the charges of making an illegal lane change and using a phone while driving. Prosecutors dropped a careless driving charge. Noem claims Roundsburg is not accepted responsibility for the incident in September of last year. And 1 week after Iowa City issued a mask mandate, Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says his office is still researching whether the order violates state law. The mayor of Iowa City declared a civil emergency on August 19th and issued a citywide mask mandate. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.